Sabe que esta matriz de nuestro banco, incluso si la preocupa de entrenar, es que
Hare Krishna Kaumudi ki Mataji, Dandavat Pranam, please accept.
Is there anyone else who would like to introduce himself?
Hare Krishna Mataji, Dandavat Pranam, all glories to Shri Prabhupada.
Okay, welcome to Bhakti Sangha Japa Conference. So today's class will be given by His Grace Abhi Gadadhar Prabhuji on the topic of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Antya Leela, Chapter 5, Text number 136 onwards. Hare Krishna, Adi Gadadhar Prabhu, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, all glories to Guru Maharaj. Thank you very much for giving your valuable time and association to us this morning and enlightening us on topic. Always very, very wonderful class. Yeah, I'm hearing. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna Prabhu, please take over the call.
Hare Krishna, thank you very much, Komodaki Mataji. I am very grateful to you and very grateful to Priti Vilasini Mataji for giving me this opportunity to serve all of you today. Today we will be discussing from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antya Khanda and Chapter 5, entitled Ramanandara Instructs Pradyumna Mishra. And we will be discussing today from verse number, what is the verse number?
136.
136, yes, thank you. We will be discussing from 136 up to 142. So we will get started now. Thank you very much. So we'll chant Mangalacharan first.
Om Ajnanati Nirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guruha Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Namaum Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tarine Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripasindhubhya evacha Patitanam pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo namo namaha Namo mahavadanyaya Krishna prema pradayate Krishnaya Krishna chaitanya Namne gauratvise namaha Panchatatvatmakam Krishnam bhaktarupa swarupakam Bhaktavataram bhaktakhyam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra, Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra, Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra, Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna. So we are reading from Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antya Leela, Chapter 5, verse number 136 onwards. So the context is that Srila Swarup Damodar Goswami is instructing the poet about how to compose devotional poetry. And he very lovingly chastises the poet, but at the same time gives him great hope by telling him that even if there is some fault in the poetry, if the intention is good, then Mother Saraswati, Srimati Saraswati Devi, she corrects it and presents it to the Lord, makes the offering offerable to the Lord. And Swarup Damodar Goswami gives an example, and that example we will read today. So verse number 36. Swarup Damodar Goswami is telling, Yaiche Indra Daityadi Kare Krishner Bhartsan Sei Shabde Saraswati Kare Nastavan. Translation and purport by our founder Acharya, His Divine Grace, Abhay Charanaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jaya, Iskon Guru Varga ki jaya. Translation. Sometimes demons and even Indra, the king of heaven, chastised Krishna. But Mother Saraswati, taking advantage of their words, offered prayers to the Lord. Hare Krishna. So see, it's interesting. Yaiche Indra Daityadi. So Indra is the son of Diti, whereas the demons are the, Indra is the son of Aditi, whereas the demons are the sons of Diti. So they are called Daityas because they are sons of Diti, the other wife, second wife of Kashyap Muni. And Aditi is the mother of the Devatas, the demigods. So here Indra, who is the son of Aditi, is put on the same platform as the Daityas, the demons, the sons of Diti. Sons of Diti are personalities like Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha. So it's very interesting. Srila Bilvamangal Thakur also does something like this. Can someone unmute and tell? Srila Bilvamangal Thakur also does something like this in his Govinda Damodar Stotra. Can someone tell me what that verse is? How here Swarup Damodar Goswami is putting Indra and the Daityas in the same, on the same platform. Srila Bilvamangal Thakur begins his Govinda Damodar Stotra with Agre Kuruna Matha Pandavanam Dushasanena Ritavastra Kesha Krishna Tadakroshadananyanatha Govinda Damodara Madhaveti. Bilvamangal Thakur is so upset with the Pandavas. He's chastising them, and therefore he's putting them in the same, on the same platform as the Kauravas. Agre Kuruna Matha Pandavana Dushasanena Ritavastra Kesha. in front of the Kauravas, Dushasan grabbed the hair and the sari of Krishna, Srimati Draupadi Devi. But he says, in front of the Kurus and in front of the Pandavas. He puts the Pandavas on the same level because they kept quiet when this gross injustice was being meted out to poor Draupadi Devi. So we see something here similar. Indra is put on the same platform as the demons. So when Indra and the demons, they bhartsana, they criticize Krishna, say shabda Saraswati karana stavan. Saraswati Mata takes the same words and she does stavan, she does glorification of Krishna. Because Saraswati Devi is the goddess of speech. She is the goddess of learning. So how can she allow her energy, her resources to be used against her lord? Not possible. So she takes advantage and she changes. Verse number 137. Vachalam balisham sthabdam adnyam panditam aninam krishnam martyam upashritya gopame chakrurapriyam. Translation. Lord Indra said, this Krishna, who is an ordinary human being, is talkative, vachalam. He is childish, balisham, impudent and ignorant, adnya. Although he thinks, maninam, although he thinks himself very learned, the cowherd men in Vrindavan have offended me by accepting Krishna. This has not been greatly appreciated by me. Purport. This verse is from Srimad Bhagavatam 10.25.5. Indra speaks this verse when Krishna convinces Nanda Baba and the other Brajvasis to not perform Indra Puja and instead perform Govardhan Puja. Nanda Maharaj tells Krishna, Kanha, you want Govardhan Puja to be performed, we will do it. But now see, we have already brought all these ingredients, paraphernalia to worship Indra Dev. Allow us to perform Indra Puja. After Indra Puja, just like you want, just like you are demanding, we will do Govardhan Puja also. Just wait. Krishna says, no, I want Govardhan Puja. Nanda Maharaj says, all right. Half the paraphernalia we'll use for Indra and half the paraphernalia we'll use for Govardhan Puja. Krishna says, no, I don't want any Indra Puja. If you want to make me happy, then just do Govardhan Puja with all the ingredients, all the paraphernalia that you have collected, Nanda Baba. Use all of this, 100% of this. Plus add more. Add more rice, add more ghee, add more fruits and vegetables, add more sweetmeats, add more fragrant water, add more festivities. Go wear your best dress. Tell all the gopis and gopas to wear their best dress, best jewels. Put perfumed oils, decorate yourself nicely with cosmetics and come and let us use everything we have for Govardhan Puja. This is what will make me happy. When Krishna spoke like this, Nanda Maharaj and all the Brajvasis, their purpose of life is to please Krishna. The purpose of their life is to please Krishna. Hare Krishna. So they agreed. They agreed and they decided to cancel the Indra Puja and do only Govardhan Puja. In this regard, my dear friends, I would like to share something with you. Once I was talking to Bal Govind Prabhu. Bal Govind Prabhu is a very senior devotee from Pune. Very wonderful devotee. And I once asked him that, can you tell me something sublime that you have learned? And he shared something very beautiful with me. He said once, Srila Radhanath Swami Maharaj gave an instruction for spiritual success. An instruction to achieve spiritual success in this life. It's just one line and it's very profound. Srila Radhanath Swami Maharaj said, make your personal likes and dislikes subservient to the purpose of your life. Hare Krishna. Think about this. Make your personal likes and dislikes subservient to the purpose of your life. What is the purpose of our life? What is the purpose of the life of the Brajvasis? And we are trying to follow in the footsteps of the Brajvasis. Rupa and Raghunath Goswami, Rupa and Sanatan Goswami. They are the Brajvasis, original Brajvasis. The Brajvasis mentioned in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, they are Brajvasis. And we are trying to follow in their footsteps. So what is the purpose of life for the Brajvasis? It is to please Krishna. Simply to please Krishna. If Govardhan Puja is going to please you, then so be it. We will do it. If doing Indra Puja is going to displease you, even though it's a family tradition being carried on for generations, we will give it up in a moment. Even though the Muhurta is there, the ingredients are there, everything has been prepared, we will give it up. If that's what pleases you. Whatever pleases you, Krishna. When Sanatan Goswami had become very old and frail, he still kept up and maintained his vow of doing Govardhan Parikrama every day. But Lord Krishna, Giriraj, could not tolerate seeing Sanatan Goswami with his knee pain and back pain and hip pain, his frail body with arthritis, struggling his way to perform Govardhan Parikrama every day. Krishna appeared as a cowherd boy to Sanatan Goswami and told him, Baba, you don't have to perform this arduous task of so many kilometers of walk every day. It's okay, Krishna will understand. You're old now. When you were young, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent you here from Prayag, you came and you lived here. You performed such amazing services here. You worked hard. You have had a rough life. Now take it easy. You have become old. Your body cannot handle it. Please don't walk around Govardhan every day. Sanatan Goswami said, Lala, my dear child, I cannot do that because I have taken a vow. It is my spiritual vow. It is part of my daily bhajan to perform Govardhan Parikrama every day. So I must do it. Whether this body cooperates or no. Then that little boy told Sanatan Goswami, what if Krishna tells you not to perform Govardhan Parikrama every day? Will you stop? Sanatan Goswami thought about it. And then he replied to the boy, whatever pleases Krishna. Hare Krishna. I am doing this Govardhan Parikrama to please Krishna, to please Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If me not doing Govardhan Parikrama is going to please them, then I will not do. So then that boy ran up to the top of Govardhan, stood there in his threefold bending form with his flute and started playing the flute. The transcendental sound that emanated from the flute of our beautiful Shamsundar. What was that sound that emanated from the flute in front of Sanatan Goswami? Sanatan Goswami was watching, and that boy is standing with a bluish complexion. He's wearing a yellow dhoti, he's standing in a threefold bending form, he's holding the flute, and with deep love and absorption, that boy is playing the flute. There's a peacock feather. It's very, very beautiful. Sucharu Atra Mandalam Sukarana Ratna Kundalam Sucharachitanga Chandanam Namami Nandanandanam. He's playing his flute very beautifully. It was Krishna who was playing the flute. The sound that was coming from the flute was Krishna's love for Sanatan Goswami. Our acharyas explained that when Krishna was playing the flute at that time, Krishna was meditating in his heart on the love that he had for Srila Sanatan Goswami. And that love in the heart of Sri Krishna came out from the flute, through the flute, in the form of music. And that music was so mesmerizing, but because it was not music, it was Krishna's love for Shrimad Sanatan Goswami. It melted the Govardhan Shila, that rock on which Krishna was standing. Krishna was holding a cowherding stick. That stick made an impression on the stone. Krishna's lotus feet made an impression on the stone. Hearing that sweet music, one calf came running to Krishna and started licking Krishna's lotus feet. And that calf's hoof prints made an impression on that stone. And Krishna played that flute, expressing his love for Sanatan Goswami. And Sanatan Goswami, you can imagine, was completely mesmerized. Completely mesmerized. Sanatan Goswami was praying in the mood of Srila Rupa Goswami. May I have thousands of ears so I can drink this nectar that is emanating from Krishna's transcendental flute. Venu Gopal. And then Krishna picked up that Shila and brought to Sanatan Goswami and said, I am your Pranavallabh, your Madan Gopal, and I am instructing you today. Don't do Govardhan Parikrama. You are too old for it. You take this Govardhan Shila. This Govardhan Shila is non-different from Govardhan. And four times you circumambulate Pradakshina. You circumambulate this Govardhan Shila and I will consider it to be one full Govardhan Parikrama. Sanatan Goswami says, Madan Gopal, I cannot carry this Shila. It is so big. It is so huge. I am an old man. And Madan Gopal said, don't worry, I will carry. Madan Mohan said, I will carry this Shila. And Sanatan Goswami was walking and Krishna was carrying that Govardhan Shila to the place where Sanatan Goswami was staying. He placed that Shila there and then disappeared. Sanatan Goswami's purpose in life was to do what will please Krishna. This, my dear friends, is the purpose of our life. That is why we have come to ISKCON. Samsiddhir Haritoshanam. Haritoshanam. What will make Krishna happy? What will give Krishna santosh? What will satisfy Krishna? What will please Krishna? That is the supreme siddhi for us. That is the supreme perfection for us. The perfection of our life, the purpose of our life is to make Krishna happy. Samsiddhir Haritoshanam. There is no other Samsiddhir for us. The only perfection for us, only Samsiddhir for us is Haritoshanam, to please Krishna. Whatever will please Krishna, that we will do. That is Brajvasi mood. That is the mood of the Brajvasis. We have to make our personal likes and dislikes subservient to the purpose of our life. We may like to work with a devotee or not. You may like it or you may not like it. It doesn't matter. You may like to do a service or you may not like to do service. You may like to chant 16 rounds, you may not like to chant 16 rounds. You may like to chant in the morning, you may not like to chant in the morning. What will please Krishna? What I like, what I dislike is absolutely immaterial. It is inconsequential. It doesn't matter. What matters is what will please Krishna? This question we have to ask. And the answer is very simple. What will please Krishna? What will please Krishna is what will please Guru. Yasya prasadad bhagavat prasado yasya prasadan gati kutopi dhyayan stuvam stasya yashastri sandhyam vande guru shri charanarvindam. When Srila Tamal Krishna Goswami and other devotees, they were developing Shri Krishna Balram Mandir in Vrindavan Dham. There was so much anxiety. The construction workers were cheating. The construction contractors were cheating. They were not working efficiently. They were causing delays. The cement was not arriving on time. The raw material were not arriving on time. At night, people would come and thieves would come and steal the raw material that had been kept. And these are all American boys and girls, European boys and girls. They are not used to the Indian way of life. Hare Krishna. Tamal Krishna Maharaj told Srila Prabhupada, even in Juhu, when Shri Shri Radha Rasvihari temple was being constructed at the Hare Krishna land in Juhu, Mumbai, I can't wait for His Holiness Giriraj Swami Maharaj's new book to come out. When this Bombay temple, Juhu temple was being constructed, it was a swamp. It was wet. There was overgrown grass. There were rats. There were roaches. It was not livable. There was no electricity. There was no flowing water. Can you imagine, my dear friends, living on a piece of undeveloped land in Juhu? It was practically just a field, a swampy field. There is no flowing water. There is no plumbing. There is no electricity. There are big rats and there are cockroaches and there are lots and lots and lots of mosquitoes. And these are American boys and girls. And in those days, America was so flourishing. The economy was booming in the post-depression period. They used to call it the American dream. Everyone had two cars. Every household had two jobs. And they all had two kids and a dog. And 2 days of weekend enjoyment. Everything was great in this country. The economy was booming. The country was getting stronger and more respectable. That's why Srila Prabhupada came to New York and not London. Because America was the giant, the sleeping giant. So these are boys and girls from these very, very developed, very prosperous, flourishing Western countries. And they are made to live and work at the Hare Krishna land in Juhu. At the ISKCON International Headquarters in Mayapur, which was just a rice paddy field with one straw hut. That's all there was. There was no temple. There was nothing. And Srila Prabhupada looked at it and said, this is our international world headquarters of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, Mayapur. And same with Vrindavan. Same with Vrindavan. One day, Tamal Krishna Maharaj came to Srila Prabhupada and told him, Prabhupada, I am not able to focus on my round. There is so much work, practically from sunrise to after midnight, we are working. We are practically not sleeping. We are not eating. We are just working, working, working. There is no time to chant our 16 rounds. There is no time to read your books. We are just conscious of bricks and cement. Prabhupada, I am barely able to chant my 16 rounds. I can't focus on my round. There is so much anxiety about this construction, meeting deadlines. The governor is coming for the inauguration. Nothing is ready. Srila Prabhupada said, that's all right. You just do this for me. Just do this for me. It's okay if you are not able to focus on your rounds. In fact, Srila Prabhupada said, even I have so much anxiety that even I'm not able to focus on my rounds. Hare Krishna. And Srila Tamal Krishna Maharaj argued, he said, but Prabhupada, we are Western boys and girls. We come from developed countries. At least we need flowing water and a doorknob, at least to lock the toilet. There is nothing here. Prabhupada looked at Tamal Krishna Goswami and said, don't you want to become purified? Srila Tamal Krishna Maharaj immediately understood. And he did not argue any further. That was the end of the conversation. Don't you want to become purified? Yes. Yes, Prabhupada, we want to become purified. We want to become purified. Because unless we become purified, we cannot serve Krishna properly with our contaminations. And the way to become purified is to please Sri Guru. We don't know what Krishna wants. We don't know what will please Krishna. We cannot communicate with Krishna. But what will please Sri Guru is what will please Krishna. And we have to make our likes and dislikes subservient to the purpose of our life. The purpose of our life is to please Sri Guru and Gauranga. Hare Krishna. So then we go to verse number 138. Aishwarya Made Matta Indrayena Matoyal बुद्धिनाश हैला केवल नाहिका संभाल. Translation: Indra, the king of heaven, being too proud of his heavenly opulences, became like a madman. Thus, bereft of his intelligence, he could not restrain himself from speaking nonsensically about Krishna. You see, Indra was used to those annual sacrifices, offerings by the Brajvasis. And therefore, when they were stopped, he was livid. He was extremely upset. And he had to take revenge. He had to punish the Brajvasis for their impudence. Verse number 139. Indra bale muhi krishner kari yachi nindan tarae mukhe saraswati kare nastavan. Indra thought, I have properly chastised Krishna and defamed him. But Saraswati, the goddess of learning, took this opportunity to offer prayers to Shri Krishna. Vachala kahiye veda pravartaka dhanya balisha tathapi shishu praya garva shunya. The word vachala, so now this is the explanation according to Saraswati Devi of the word verse from Bhagavatam 10.25.5, which Krishna, which Indra spoke angrily against Krishna. He called him Vachalam, talkative boy. Vachalam kahiye, what is the meaning of Vachalam? It refers to a person who can speak according to Vedic authority. So we say na, Mukam karoti Vachalam, pangum langhayate girim, yat kripatamaham vande shri gurum dinataranam. Mukam karoti Vachalam, a person who is muka, a person who is cannot speak, a dumb person, can become an eloquent speaker, Vachalam. So here the meaning of Vachalam means an eloquent speaker. So Saraswati Devi is saying that when Indra is calling Krishna Vachalam, that little talkative, nonsensical boy, actually Saraswati Devi is saying that this is Vachalam here means very, very eloquent. Oh Krishna, you speak so eloquently, so authoritatively. You're such a good speaker, Krishna. You're such a good orator. That is the meaning of Vachalam, according to Saraswati Devi, when she offers those words to Krishna. So Vachalam refer to a person who can speak according to Vedic authority. And the word Balisha means innocent. So Indra meant Balisham, that little childish, naughty, rascal boy. Balish, immature. But Saraswati is saying, no, Balish means, oh Krishna, you are so innocent. Oh Kanha, you are so innocent. You simply want to serve your cows. And because Govardhan is serving the cows by supplying nice green grass and beautiful, fresh, sweet water in the waterfalls, oh, you want to reciprocate with Giriraj. And therefore, you want a Govardhan puja performed. Oh, Krishna, you're so innocent. You're so sweet. Balish. Very, very innocent. There is no malice. There is no pride in you. No ulterior motives. So Saraswati is giving an alternative understanding of those words. Then, Krishna spoke the Vedic knowledge, yet he always presents himself as a prideless, innocent boy. Therefore, Balish. Verse number 141. Vandya bhave anamra stabda shabdekaya yaha haite anya vidnya nahi se adnyaya. Translation. When there is no one else to receive obeisances, one may be called anamra. Or one who offers obeisances to no one. So here, Krishna called him Stabdam. Indra called Krishna Stabdam. Stabdam, very impudent. Very impudent. But Saraswati Devi, she is saying that here Stabda means one who is, one who has no one to offer obeisances to. So why will he offer obeisances? Means one who is the supreme, supreme personality of Godhead. That is the meaning of that word. And then, Ajnam. Ajnam means ignorant. Doesn't know anything. Foolish. Indra meant foolish. Ajnya. He's foolish. Doesn't know anything. But Saraswati Devi is saying, and because no one is found to be more learned than Krishna, he may be called Ajnya. Indicating nothing is unknown to him. This is an alternative meaning. This is the beauty of the Sanskrit language. There can be, the words can be interpreted in different ways. What is that? Tarko apratishtha shrutayo vibhinna nasa rishiryasya matam nabhinnam dharmasya tatvam nihitam guhayam mahajano yena gatha sapantha. So you have to follow in the footsteps of the Mahajanis and understand. Saraswati Devi is saying, Ajna can also mean someone for whom nothing is unknown. That is the meaning she is giving. So she is glorifying Krishna. Verse number 142. Panditera manya patra haya panditmani tathapi bhakta vatsalye manushya abhimani. Translation. The word pandita mani can be used to indicate that Krishna is honored even by learned scholars. So Pandita Mani, Indra, when Indra called Krishna Pandita Mani, he said, that boy Pandita Mani, he considers himself to be a big pandit, a big learned scholar, that little impudent Ajna Balisham, ignorant little child, he considers himself to be Pandita Manina. Manina means he considers himself Pandita, very learned. He considers himself very learned. But Saraswati Devi is saying Pandita Manina means that person who pandits offer respects to. We say na amanina mana dena. So mana means to give respect. Pandita manina means one who is respected by the pandits. The great learned scholar also become natamastak. They offer obeisances to Krishna. That is the meaning of pandita manina. One who is respected even by the pandits. Saraswati Devi is giving such a beautiful meaning. And actually Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in his Sarasa Darshani Tika on Srimad Bhagavatam, he also gives similar positive meaning to these negative remarks by Indra. Nevertheless, because of affection for his devotees, Krishna appears like an ordinary human being and may therefore be called Martya. And then Indra called him Martya. He is just a mere mortal and I am Amar. I am a Devata. I have a very long lifespan. And he is being a Martya, being an ordinary boy, human being. He is insulting me, a devata. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, avajananti mam mudha manushim tanum ashritam param bhavam ajananto mama vyayam anuttamam. So here, the meaning of martya is what Krishna is saying, that when I appear in a human-like form, naravat lila, a human-like lila, when I perform, avajananti mam mudha manushim tanum ashritam. When I come in a manushim tanum, in a human body, avajananti, not understanding me, mudha, they criticize me. The fools, they don't recognize me. Avajananti mam mudha, they criticize me. So here, Saraswati Devi is saying, martya means Krishna, who has appeared as manushim tanum, who has appeared in a form of a boy. So there's nothing to criticize. He is Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead, but he's appearing like an ordinary human being. Therefore, he's called Martya. So this is where we will stop. So in this way, my dear friends, Saraswati Devi is giving a very, very beautiful, positive explanation for the very critical words of Indradev. There are many such examples in the Shastra. One example is when Hiranyakashipu was criticizing, or Hiranyaksha also was criticizing Lord Vishnu, Lord Narayan. Those verses are there in Srimad Bhagavatam. And Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur gives a positive meaning to those verses also. Another example is Jarasandh criticizing Krishna, which will come in the subsequent verses. So the next speaker will elaborate on those. But I will stop the discussion of Chaitanya Charitamrita here. But I would like to tell all of you one story. In this section of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, we saw how if a person uses Saraswati Devi's energy, that is speech, words, against Krishna, Saraswati Devi will never let her energy, her resources be used against Krishna. And therefore, when those words were offered to Krishna, Saraswati Devi offered them with a very positive meaning, which we just saw. There is another story of Saraswati Devi from Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat, and also from Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Leela, which we will discuss, my dear friends. Very similar story. Can anybody guess? Anyone would like to unmute?
Keshav Kashmiri.
Yes. Is this Kamodaki Mataji?
Yes. Yes.
Thank you, Kamodaki Mataji. Yes, absolutely correct. Keshav Kashmiri. Here it is a little different though, because here Saraswati Devi did not personally intervene, but she just changed the meaning and offered it to Krishna. But in case of Keshav Kashmiri, Saraswati Devi personally intervened. Why? Because Keshav Kashmiri was actively trying to defeat Krishna with words, with argument. Indra tried to defeat Krishna with weapons, through his Samvarta cloud, through his thunderbolt. Not with words, not with arguments. But Keshav Kashmiri tried to use Saraswati Devi speech to defeat our Nimai, Vishwambhar, Nimai Vishwambhar, Nimai Pandit. And therefore Saraswati Devi personally intervened. And let us see what happens. So this is Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat of Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur, Madhya Khand, chapter 13. Jaya Jaya Dvija Kula Deepa Gaura Chandra Jaya Jaya Bhakta Goshti Ridaya Ananda. All glories to Lord Gaura Sundar, Gaura Chandra. Jaya Jaya Gaura Chandra. He is Dvija Kula Dvipa. Dvija Kula Deepa. He is the shining lamp of Dvija Kula, of the family of the Brahmanas. And Bhakta Goshti Ridaya Ananda. He always increases the joy, pleasure of the devotees. Anandam Budhi Vardhanam Pratipadam. Jaya Adhyapaka Shiro Ratna Vipraraj. Jaya Jaya Chaitanya Rabhakata Samaj. Jaya Adhyapaka Shiro Ratna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a shiromani of all teachers, Adhyapak. So all of you who are teaching, Govinda Damodara Madhav group, all the teachers you are teaching, our leader is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is Adhyapak Shiromani. He is a Shiromani, crest jewel of all teachers. He is Yatijana Chudamani also. Best among the sannyasis. Jaya Jaya Chaitanya Rabhakata Samaj. Vrindavan Thakur is offering obeisances to Chaitanya Bhakta Samaj. All the devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Henamate Vidyarase Shri Vaikunthanath Vaisena Sabhara Kari Vidya Garvapat. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as Nimai Pandit, was living on the banks of Ganga in Navadvip Dham, and he was defeating all the argumentative, proud scholars. Hena kale tatha eka mahadigvijay aila parama ahankara yukta hai. At that time, a mahadigvijay, a very great, accomplished scholar, came to Navadvip. He was very proud. Saraswati mantrera ekanta upasak mantra japi Saraswati kari lekhavash. This Brahman, Keshav Kashmiri, also called as Keshav Bhatta, he used to chant a particular mantra of Goddess Saraswati. And by chanting that mantra very faithfully, Saraswati kara vasha, he brought Saraswati Devi under his control with his devotion. Vishnu Bhakti Swarupini Vishnu Vakshasthita Murti Bhede Rama Saraswati Jagan Mata. Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur is saying that actually Saraswati Devi, Rama Devi, which is Lakshmi Devi, and Srimati Parvati Devi, they are actually non-different. They are all coming from Krishna's Vakshasthal, from the Srivatsa marking. The golden streak of hair on the bosom of Lord Krishna. Suvarna Romavali, the golden line of hair on the Vakshasthal, on the chest of Sri Krishna, which is Srimati Radharani. Srimati Radharani expands into Shri, into Bhu, into Neela. All these potencies of Lord Narayan, all the Narayani potencies of Lord Narayan, they are all expansion of Srimati Radharani. So Saraswati Devi is really non-different from Lakshmi Devi. Therefore, she is described here as Vishnu Bhakti Swarupini and Vishnu Vakshasthita. Murti Bhede Rama. She is just a different form of Rama, of Rama Devi, of Lakshmi Devi. Saraswati Jagan Mata. They are all Jagan Mata. Bhagyavashe Brahmanera Pratyaksha Haila Tribhuvana Digvijayi Karivara Dila. She gave a varadila, she gave a benediction to this Brahman, Keshav Kashmiri, that you become Digvijayi in all the directions. Dig means direction. Vijayi means you conquer all directions with your debate and your knowledge and your learning. The goddess of learning gave this benediction and an instruction that you go and conquer all directions. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, in his purport to Chaitanya Bhagavat, he writes that there are two types of Saraswati Devi has two forms. Mother Saraswati has two forms. There is Dushta Saraswati and there is Shuddha Saraswati. Dushta Saraswati, she gives her mercy to very materialistic people who worship her, like this Brahman. He wanted to become very famous and he wanted to become Digvijayi. So Saraswati Devi said, Tathastu. You become Digvijayi, no problem. But then there is also Shuddha Saraswati. She is the real form of Saraswati who gives Krishna Bhakti. She gives Krishna Bhakti. So after this benediction was received, there was no looking back. This Pandit, he went to Gujarat. He went to Karnataka. He went to Telangana. He went to Delhi. He went to Kashmir. He went to everywhere. All the places he went and he conquered all the scholars there. Defeated everyone. Even South India. And then finally he heard that the highest seat of learning in India is Navadvip, Mayapur in Gaudadesh. So he came there to conquer all the pundits. And there one evening he came. And I will read the description. So when he came to Navadvip, all the students of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they came to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and they spoke to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Esava vrittanta yata paduya ragane kahile na nija guru gaurangera sthane. The students went to Gaurangera sthane. They went to Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu and told him the entire vrittanta, all the details, what happened. They said, Eka Digvijayi Saraswati Vashakari Sarvatra Jini Abule Jayapatra Dhari. There is one Digvijay Pandit who has worshipped Saraswati Devi very nicely and has received the benediction of Saraswati Devi. He is taking a Vijayapatra, a certificate of victory, and is going everywhere, conquering all directions. Hasti Ghoda Dola Loka Aneka Samhati Samprati Ashiya Haila Navadvipe Sthiti. And he is coming with Hasti, with elephants, Ghoda, horses, Dola, palanquins, and Loka, his followers. He's very rich. Everywhere he goes, he conquers. He gets a lot of rewards, financial rewards. And Hathi Ghoda Palaki, taking everything, he has come to Navadvip with elephants and horses and people carrying him on beautiful palanquins and hundreds of followers. There were Brahmins and Vedic scholars who were chanting mantras composed in glorification of this Digvijay Pandit. And with such pomp and show, he enters Navadvip. Navadvipe apanara pratidvandvichaye nahe jaya patramage sakala sahaye. He's telling everyone, either debate with me or accept defeat and sign this Vijay Patra. Shuni shishya ganer vachan gauramani. Shuni shishya ganera vachana gauramani hasiya kahite lagi lena tatvavani. When Gauranga Mahaprabhu was told all this vrittanta, all these details by his students, our Nimai Pandit, who is just a young teenage boy, a grammar teacher, he said, Shuna bhai sabaye kahi tatva katha ahankara na sahena ishvara sarvatha. Our Nimai Pandit is telling the students, Shuna bhai, my brothers, listen to me. I will tell you some tattva. The Supreme Personality of Godhead never tolerates pride in anyone. सुन भाई सबए कही तत्व कथा अहंकार न सहे न ईश्वर सर्वथा. ईश्वर विल नेवर टॉलरेट अहंकार. ये गुणे मत्त है करे अहंकार अवश्य ईश्वरता करे न संहार. वेर एवर देर इज अहंकार कृष्ण विल टीच अ गुड लेसन एंड ही विल हम्बल. फलवंत वृक्ष आर गुणवंत जन नम्रता से तहार स्वभाव अनुक्षण. श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु सेज फलवंत वृक्ष आर गुणवंत जन. लुक एट दिस ब्यूटी. फलवंत वृक्ष आर गुणवंत जन. फलवंत वृक्ष अ ट्री विच इज फिल्ड विथ फ्रूट्स विच इज लेडन विथ फ्रूट्स एंड अ पर्सन अ ह्यूमन बीइंग हु इज लेडन विथ गुड क्वालिटीज. What is the similarity between a tree laden with fruits and a human being decorated with beautiful qualities? Namrata se tahara swabhav. They have namrata, they have humility. A tree laden with fruits, by the weight of the fruits, the branches of the tree bend down, bend low. Whereas a tree that has no fruits will stand tall. Similarly, a person who doesn't have good qualities will try to show whatever little he or she has. But a person who is laden, who is filled with good qualities, will always be very humble, will bend low. Namrata. Trinadapi suni chena. He'll be very humble. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, Phalavanta vrikshara gunavanta jan namrata seta harasva bhava anukshan. Now here is a quiz. For all of you, my dear friends, be ready to unmute and answer this question. All my Bhakti Sangha friends, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying that a tree laden with fruits and a human being laden with good qualities always bend low with humility. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying. But even before this, few centuries before this, someone else spoke these famous words. In a very holy place in India. Who was that personality? Who spoke exactly the same words?
Don't know.
Anyone would like to try? Who spoke these famous words? Okay, I will tell. Sripad Ramanujacharya had a successor. One of the three things that Sripad Yamunacharya had asked from Sripad Ramanujacharya, one of the three things was that he will initiate a disciple and name him after the author of the Vishnu Puran, the father of Srila Vyasadeva, that is Sri Parasara Muni. Sripad Ramanujacharya had a disciple, Parashar Bhattacharya. So in Srirangam, a Digvijay Pandit came very proudly, also sitting on a palanquin. And Parashar Bhatta was just a small little toddler, small little boy. And this Digvijay Pandit was very proud. And he was challenging everyone in Srirangam to defeat them. And Parashar Bhatta simply took some, he said, I want to ask you a question, he said. Oh, Digvijay Pandit, I want to ask you a question. Digvijay said, I have come here to debate with scholars, not with small toddlers like you. There is still milk on your upper lip. Go and wipe it. You are not qualified to discuss with me. I want to discuss with great scholars. So Parashar Bhatta picked up some sand in his hand. And he asked, tell me how many grains of sand are there in my hand. And this Digvijay Pandit was bewildered. This is not the type of questions he was referring to. When he said, ask me any question and debate with me. He said, I don't know how many grains of sand are there in your hand. So Parashar said, little Parashar told that Digvijay, see, you are defeated. You could not answer my simple question. So then Parashar said, same thing. That a tree laden with fruits bends low with humility. And similarly, a person who is laden with good qualities always bends low with humility. He is not proud like you. When the little boy told this Digvijay Pandit like this, the Digvijay Pandit was immediately disillusioned. And he got down from his palanquin, offered obeisances to Parashar, and became his initiated disciple. And later on, this Parashar became the Acharya of Sri Sampradaya. Such a great soul. So the same teaching is there in the Sri Vaishnava literature also. Then we go to the next verse. Eta bali hasi prabhu shishya gane sange sandhyakale ganga tire aile narange. Then saying this, Nimai Pandit smiled, and with all his students, he came Ganga Tire. He came to the banks of Ganga. Ganga jale sparshakari, Ganga namaskari, vasile na shishya sange gauranga shri hari. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu touched Ganga jal, did namaskar, and sat down with his shishyas, with his disciples on the bank of Ganga. The sun set, and on the horizon, beautiful full moon rose. Sabha madde jaya yadi kariye ihare mritatulya haibeka samsara bhitare. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was thinking, this Digvijaya Pandit has come. If I defeat him publicly, it will be worse than death for him. Therefore, I should defeat him in a solitary place. Otherwise, he'll be finished. But he's so proud. Proud means he has gone very high. And the higher you go, the harder you fall. Hare Krishna. See, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so sensitive. He knew this Digvijay Pandit is a puffed up fellow, very, very proud. And if I defeat him publicly, it will be worse than death. And then people will ridicule him. Ah, you have been defeated. You don't own this palanquin anymore. You don't own those horses anymore. You don't own all this wealth anymore. And they will just plunder and loot him and he'll be dead. He'll be finished. Oh, I cannot do it publicly, Mahaprabhu was thinking. As Mahaprabhu was thinking, the moon rose in the beautiful sky. Full moon. There was Chandra and here is our Gaura Chandra. At that time, the Digvijay Pandit came to the banks of Ganga also. Ehi mata ishwarachi nite se ikshane Digvijay nishaya aila se isthane. Digvijay came to that place. Parama nirmala nisha purna chandravati kiba shobha haya achena bhagirati shishya sange ganga tire achena ishwara ananta brahmande rupa sarva manohara. Along with his shishyas, along with his students, Ganga Tire, on the banks of Ganga, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was sitting. He was sitting like a full moon in the center, and his students were like stars around him. It was a very beautiful scene that Keshav Kashmiri or Keshav Bhatta, this Digvijaya Pandit, saw when he came. Hasya Yukta Shri Chandra Vadana Anukshana Nirantara Divya Drishti Dui Shri Nayana. Hasya Yukta Shrimukha, on his beautiful Shrimukha, on his beautiful face, a very sweet smile was there on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's face. A very sweet smile was there. And Nirantara Divya Drishti Dui Shri Nayana. And with his two eyes, he was casting his auspicious glance at everyone. There's a description of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sitting on the banks of Ganga, my dear friends. You will read this and then I will wrap up. I know I'm beyond time. Muktajini Shridashana Aruna Adhara Dayamaya Sukomala Sarvakalevara. Muktajini Shridashana. His teeth, Nimai Pandit's teeth, were like Mukta. They were like pearls, rows of pearls. Muktajini, like pearls. Aruna Adhara. And his lips were reddish orange, like the sun that is about to rise in the morning. Aruna. Arunam Nayanam Charanam Vasanam. Sarva Bhattacharya is also comparing three things to the orangish reddish color of the rising sun. Arunam. Arunam Vasanam Nayanam Charanam. His lotus feet, soles of his feet are reddish like the sun. Arunam Nayanam. His eyes are also Arunam. Even Bhishma Dev in Bhishma Stuti, he describes the eyes of Krishna as Arunam, like the rising sun, the reddish eyes. Not dull white like our eyes. Nice reddish eyes. Arunam Nayanam Charanam Vasanam. And his Vasanam, his clothes are also as a sannyasi. They are saffron like the Arunam. Here also, his lips are compared to be like the rising sun, Arunam. Muktajini Shridasana Aruna Adhara Dayamaya Sukomala Sarvakalevara, and his whole body is personification of mercy. And it is very, very Sukomal, very, very soft, very beautiful. Shri Mastake Suvalita Chachara Shri Kesha. And on his head is Shri Kesha, very beautiful. He's Keshav, Gaur Keshav. Simha Griva Gajaskanda Vilakshana Vesha. And he looks very beautiful. His neck, his Griva, is like a Simha, Simha Griva. And Gajaskanda, his shoulders are like an elephant, majestic, or Nimai Pandit. Suprakanda Shri Vigraha Sundara Ridoy Yajna Sutra Rupetahi Ananta Vijay. Suprakanda, he's very, very, his big body, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was 7 feet tall. He's big, but very beautiful. Not huge and fat, not like that. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very slender, very, very beautiful, but he's very tall, very tall. Suprakanda Shri Vigraha, his beautiful form is very big. Sundara Hridaya has two meanings. Sundara Hridaya means he has a very beautiful heart. Yes. And he has very beautiful chest. Hridaya also means chest. His chest is very beautiful to look at. Like Gopinath's chest. He is Gopinath. It is Gopinath's chest. Yajna Sutra Rupetahi Ananta Vijay. And in the form of his Yajna Sutra, in the form of his Brahmin thread, Lord Anantashesh resides on the body of Sri Gaurachandra. Shri Lalate Urdhvasu Tilaka Manohar. On his lalat, on his forehead, there is Sutilak, Urdhva, going up. Not the horizontal, like the Shaivites wear, but a Vaishnava Tilak, Urdhva Tilak. Shri Lalate Urdhvasu Tilaka Manohar. Ajanu Lambita Dui Shri Bhuja Sundar. And his two beautiful long arms up to his knees are very, very beautiful. Ajanu Lambita Bhujau Kanaka Vadhatau Sankirtanai Kapitarau Kamalayatakshau Vishwambharau Dvijavarau Yugadharma Palau Vande Jagat Priyakarau Karunavatarau. Vrindavanas Thakur begins his Chaitanya Bhagavat with this verse, glorifying the two lords, Nityananda Prabhu and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Ajanu Lambita Bhujau Kanakavadhatau. Their long limbs up to their knees, their complexion is golden. Ajanu Lambita Bhujau Kanakavadhatau. Sankirtanai Kapitarau Kamalayatakshau. Kamalayatakshau, their eyes are like lotuses, beautiful lotuses. And Sankirtanai Kapitarau, they are the fathers of the Sankirtan movement. Sankirtanai Kapitarau Kamalayatakshau Vishwambharau Dvijavarau Yugadharma Palau. Vishwambharau, they are the support of the whole universe. Vishwambharau, two of them. Dvijavarau, they have appeared in the Brahmin family of Hadai Pandit Oja and Jagannath Mishra. Yugadharma Palau, they are the maintainers of Yugadharma, which is bhakti through Nam Sankirtan. They are Bhakti Rakshak. Yugadharma Palo Vande Jagat Priyakaro Karunavataro. Vande Jagat Priyakaro Karunavataro. They are pleasing the whole world. They are the source of pleasure to the whole world. And they are Karunavataro. They are the incarnations of Karuna, of mercy. Our Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. Yoga patta chande vastra kariya bandhana. He had tied his cloth very royally, actually like a sannyasi. And he sat with his right foot on his left thigh. His right foot on his left thigh. He was sitting, Mahaprabhu. Vama uru maje thui dakshina charana. Dakshina means right, vama means left. Karite achena prabhu shastra ra vyakhana. Haya naya kare naya kare na pramana. And the Lord was explaining the scriptures and proving what was right as wrong, what was wrong as right, you know, causing so much bewilderment when this Keshav Kashmiri came there. Tabe Ganga namaskari sei vipravar Ailena Ishwarera Sabhara Bhitar. He came in the Ishwar Sabha, in the Sabha of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this Keshav Kashmiri, Digvijay Pandit. Tane dekhi Prabhu kichu ishat hasiya vasite balila ati adara kariya. Ati adar, with great respect, Mahaprabhu would come, sit. Sit, Keshav Kashmiri, please sit. We have run out of time. I wanted to discuss this whole pastime. It is so beautifully described in Chaitanya Bhagavat. I will just summarize it because we have run out of time. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him, please sit, my dear Pandit. You are so learned. You are so learned. And we are just grammar students. I am a neophyte teacher and these are my little students. Why don't you, Ganga, why don't you glorify Ganga? Ganga is here. Just speak few verses in glorification of Ganga. Because by hearing verses in glorification of Ganga Devi from your lotus mouth, all of us will become purified. So my dear Pandit, please recite some verses glorifying Ganga Devi. And this Keshav Kashmiri with great pride, Vrindavan Das Thakur says, for 3 hours continuously, he recited more than 100 beautiful verses spontaneously composed with intricate Sanskrit language and deep meanings, at the same time with a lot of poetic alankars and embellishments and decorations. Very beautiful. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his grammar students were sitting and hearing. Among Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's grammar students was also sitting Hari Parshad Prabhu. Hare Krishna, I'm just joking. So all these grammar students were sitting and they were enjoying this poetic beauty of Keshav Kashmiri's composition. Spontaneously he composed so many verses with different meters and sang them very expertly. And the students were astounded and said, wow, no human being can speak like this. No human being can speak like this. This is wonderful. This is amazing. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also told him, yes, these are indeed very beautiful verses. But we are foolish people. We are ordinary villagers. We cannot understand. So just take one verse and please explain it to the students. Just one verse. So this Keshav Kashmiri was more than happy to do that. He just took one verse and started explaining. Mahatvam Gangayaha Satatam Idamabhati Nitaram Yadesha Shri Vishno Charana Kamalot Pati Subhaga Dvitiya Shri Lakshmi Rivasura Narayarcha Charana Bhavani Bharaturya Shirasi Vibhavata Bhutaguna. This was the verse. Same meter as Jagannath Ashtakam or Nityanand Ashtakam. This was one of the hundreds of verses that he composed spontaneously, glorifying Ganga Devi. And he started explaining the alliteration, this, that, the beauty of this verse. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, wow, very nice verse. Thank you for explaining the beauty of this verse. Now explain to me the faults in this verse. Keshav Kashmir was offended. So what did you say, Pandit? Tell me the faults in this verse. Are you trying to imply that I, Keshav Kashmiri, made mistakes in my composition? Did you say that? You are teaching grammar. Grammar is like the basic. After learning grammar, there are 6 branches of knowledge. And I have defeated the topmost authorities in all the 6 branches of knowledge. Vedanta, Vaisheshika, Jaimini, all those 6 branches I have defeated. And you are telling me, as a puny little grammar teacher in this village, you are telling me there is a mistake in my composition? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nimai Pandit, very humbly says, just explain to me some faults. He said, there are no faults in my composition. And then in the 16th chapter of Adi Lila of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, our Nimai Pandit, Nimai Vishwambhar, he starts pointing out so many faults in this verse. So many faults. This poet who is being corrected by Swarup Damodar Goswami, his mistake was not as significant as compared to the mistakes that Keshav Kashmiri had made in this verse. He was being chastised. He was being corrected left, right, and center by Mahaprabhu. So many faults, this fault, that fault. One example is Bhavani Bhartu. He addressed Lord Shiva as Bhavani Bharturya Shirasi Bhivavat Adbhuta Guna. This Ganga Devi, who has got Adbhuta Guna, she has got Adbhut qualities, transcendental qualities. Vibhavati, she flourishes Shirasi on the head of Bhavani Bhartur, on the head of Lord Shiva. So he, Keshav Kashmir in this verse addresses Lord Shiva as Bhavani Bhartur. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took objection to that. So this is wrong. Because Bhavani Bhartur means, Bhavani is the name of Mother Parvati and Bhartur means husband. So Bhavani Bhartur is a name of Lord Shiva according to Keshav Kashmiri. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said this is wrong. Because Bhava is the name of Lord Shiva. Therefore, Parvati is called Bhavani. So Bhavani means the wife of Lord Shiva, who is Bhava. Just like we say Shiva is the name of Lord Shiva and Parvati is called Shivani. Shiva, Shivani. Bhava, Bhavani. So Bhavani means the wife of Bhava. That is wife of Lord Shiva. Bhavani, Parvati. So Bhavani Bhartur means, if you split them, the three words, Bhavani Bhartu, it is Shiva's wife's husband. Bhavani Bhartur. Shiva's wife's husband. So Chaitanya says, hold on. Bhavani means Shiva's wife and Bhartu means husband. So you are saying Bhavani Bhartur means Shivji's wife's husband. Keshav Kashmiri, are you trying to imply that Parvati, the most chaste lady, has another husband other than Lord Shiva? Because Bhavani means Lord Shiva's wife. So you are saying Bhavani Bhartur means Lord Shiva's wife's husband. So is there another husband there? This is a fault. And in this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he found so many faults in this apparently beautiful verse. And all the students started laughing. They were having the time of their life. It was so, because they loved Nimai Pandit. And they had heard so much glorification of this Keshav Kashmiri. And they were thinking, oh, what will happen? Will our Nimai Pandit be able to stand ground in front of Keshav Kashmiri? And when they saw Keshav Kashmiri being defeated, hands down, oh, they were delighted. Yes, 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 yes. They were, you know, pumping the air and they were punching the air and they were saying, yay, yay. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told them, shh, don't do that. Don't insult the Digvijay. He told Digvijay Pandit, you have come a long way. You have traveled from a far distance to come to Navadvip. You must be tired. Why don't you go home? Just take some rest, read your books, and then come tomorrow and answer my questions. Because today you are not able to answer my questions about so many faults in your verse. This is just one verse. And Nimai Pandit said, I can find similar faults in all the verses that you counted, that you chanted. Mahaprabhu said, just like you can speak very eloquently, he said, I am Shrutadhar. I hear it once and I will remember. So I remember all the verses you spoke and there are mistakes in each and every verse. So why don't you go, take rest and we'll meet tomorrow. So Digvijay Pandit tried to explain about the faults that Mahaprabhu was pointing out, but he could not. It was as if his intelligence had lost him. His intelligence had disappeared. So then he went home, very dejected, and he started crying. He started praying to Saraswati Devi, that Saraswati Devi, you had given me the benediction that you will sit on my tongue. Jivhagre vasate Saraswati. On my tip of my tongue, Saraswati was residing, and because of your power, I could defeat everybody. What to speak of defeat? People could not even understand what I was speaking. I was so brilliant. And today, I could not speak anything in front of that simple grammar teacher. Have I committed some offense to you, Saraswati Devi? Thinking like this, he started chanting the Saraswati mantra. And while chanting Saraswati mantra, he fell asleep. That night in Keshav Kashmiri's dream, Srimati Saraswati Devi appeared. And she said, you fool. The benediction, the perfection of worshipping me is not to become a Digvijay Pandit. the perfection of worshipping me is to have darshan of my Lord, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. He is staying in this village as a grammar teacher, as Nimai Pandit, and today you had his darshan. It is no wonder that you were defeated by him. What to speak of you? I feel ashamed to go in front of him. What to speak of me? Muyanti yat suraya. Even the demigods like Brahma, Indra, you can see Indra, they get bewildered by him. What to speak of demigods? Even Ananta Shesh Bhagwan, he gets bewildered. So it is no wonder that you have been bewildered by him. It is no wonder that your intelligence left him, because ultimately from him comes all memory and remembrance. Sarvasya chaham ridhi sannivishto matah smritir jnanam apohanam cha vedaischa sarvairahameva vedyo vedanta krid veda vidheva chaham. Bhagavad Gita, 15th chapter. Lord Krishna says, Purushottam Yoga. From me comes remembrance and forgetfulness and memory. So it is no surprise when you attack the source of all knowledge, Vedanta Krit Vedavid. You try to attack him with your puny little knowledge. It is no wonder that you have been humbled. Hare Krishna. Tomorrow morning, go to his house and offer obeisances to him and surrender your life at his lotus feet and beg forgiveness from him. Saying this, Saraswati Devi disappeared from the dream. And Kesava Kashmiri woke up. He took his snan, Ganga snan, that same Ganga that he had made a paltry attempt to glorify. And he went to the house. Where is Nimai Pandit's house? Where is Nimai Pandit's house? And asking all the villagers. And somehow he came running to the house of Nimai Pandit. And Nimai Pandit had just taken his bath, gotten ready, worshipped his Shaligram Shila and taking blessings of Srimati Sachi Devi. He had just come out of his house. And he saw Keshava Kashmiri in a panic, running to him and falling at his lotus feet and offering obeisances. He said, oh, Keshava Kashmiri, what happened? What is the reason for this behavior? Our Nimai Pandit has such a good sense of humor. What is the reason for this behavior, he's asking Keshava Kashmiri. Keshava Kashmiri says, my Lord, I'm so sorry. I tried to attack you with Saraswati. Little did I know that this Saraswati, who is my Ishta Devi, is actually your servant. Ekela Ishwara Krishna Arasara Bhritya. There's only one Ishwara Krishna, everyone else is his servant. I forgot this. So please forgive me. From today, your lotus feet are my life and soul. I surrender my life at your lotus feet. Please instruct me. Shishyastiham Sadhimam Tvam Prapanna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraces him. He says, my dear Brahman, my dear Vipra, whatever you have seen in the dream, whatever Saraswati Devi has told you is the truth, but do not tell it to anyone. Knowledge is meant to increase our devotion to Ishwar, Shri Krishna, Ishwara Paramakrishna. Knowledge is meant to make us humble. Knowledge should not make us proud. I detected so much pride in your heart. I detected a mountain of pride in your heart. Therefore, I crushed it. I detected a mountain of pride in the heart of Indra. So I used another mountain, the king of mountains, Giriraj, to crush the pride, the mountain of pride in Indra's heart. Similarly, out of my anugraha, out of my mercy on you, O Digvijay, I crushed your pride. But don't tell anyone that I am the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But go and always with your knowledge, glorify Krishna. And ask others also to glorify Krishna. And always worship the lotus feet of Krishna. In this way, your life will be successful. Bolo Krishna, bhajo Krishna, koro Krishna, shiksha. This will be the perfection of your life. Keshava Kashmiri offered obeisances to Nimai Pandit. And with gratitude in his heart for his guru, Srimati Saraswati Devi, Keshava Kashmiri left. And later on, he became a great acharya in the Nimbarkacharya Sampradaya. A great devotee, pure devotee. And in Chaitanya Leela, Keshava Kashmiri has a very special place according to Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Because Keshav Kashmir is the first non-devotee who was converted on the path of pure devotional service, Krishna Bhakti, by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's the first one to whom Mahaprabhu revealed his form, first atheist to whom Mahaprabhu revealed, first non-devotee to whom the form of Mahaprabhu was revealed, his identity was revealed, and Mahaprabhu instructed him on the path of pure devotional service. So this is Saraswati Devi. When we try to use Saraswati for ulterior motives, and worst, when we use Saraswati knowledge to attack Krishna, Saraswati will abandon us. She will abandon us. So this is what we learn from these verses of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita and Chaitanya Bhagavat. Nitai Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada Ki. Tomorrow is Srila Prabhupada's disappearance day. And through his Bhaktivedanta purports, Srila Prabhupada established Krishna Bhakti, Krishna Bhakti, Krishna Bhakti. Tab kripa hale mora katha shuddha habe shuniya sabar shoka dukha je gochibe. Srila Prabhupada wrote in his Yellow Dutta diary, Tab kripa habe mora katha shuddha habe. By your mercy, my dear Krishna, my dear Gurudev, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, by your mercy, make my words pure. Tava kripa hale mora katha shuddha habe shuniya sabar shoka dukha je guchibe. Purify my words in such a way that whoever hears, whoever hears this Krishna katha from me, all their shok, all their dukkha, all their sufferings and sorrows are destroyed. Guchibe, are destroyed. And when will they become destroyed? When will they be destroyed? Only if we become Krishna conscious. Because Krishna is Sad Chid Ananda. Ananda Leela Maya Vigrahaya Hema Abhyadivya Chavi Sundaraya Tasmai Maha Prema Rasa Pradaya Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste. When we embrace Shriman Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the core of our heart and not let him escape, then we will have real happiness. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because he is Ananda Leela Maya Vigrahaya. Prema bhakti vina vyartha daridra jivana dasa ko he vetana mora deha prema dhana. Prema bhakti vina vyartha daridra jivana. Without prema bhakti, life is useless. Life is a waste and it is poverty stricken. Prema bhakti bina vyartha daridra jivana dasa kohe vetana mora deha prema dhana. Dasa kohe, I'm praying, vetana mora, give me this remuneration, give me this payment, this salary for all the chanting that I'm doing, for every devotional act that I'm performing. Give me this vetana, give me this salary. Give me this payment, this remuneration. What? Deha prema dhana. Give me prema dhana. That is the only payment I want. That is the only reciprocation I want, Krishna. Give me Krishna prema. Nothing else will satisfy my heart. This is pure devotional service, which Srila Prabhupada gave us. Using Saraswati. Because he was a disciple of Saraswati Thakur. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Nitai Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much, Prabhuji, for very, very nice, very grateful. Very, very nice class. And pastimes of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Very wonderful. Thank you, Prabhuji. If anybody has any question, please go ahead.
Such a beautiful class from start to finish. Thank you so much. Very nice to you, especially I was thinking on the past Sanatan Goswami that you mentioned in the beginning of the class. It makes so much sense. And thank you so much for being very, very nice. It is so important to be irrespective of what it means, whatever Krishna desires. I just had one question. Maybe I don't understand that question properly. So, Prabhu, when you were telling us in the beginning, if your intentions are good, then Saraswati changes the meaning. But it doesn't appear that in any of these cases, the original intentions were good. Of course, they did become devotees or they were the temples of creation later. But can you please comment on that trajectory?
I'm not able to hear. Was anybody able to hear the question and can explain to me the question? I could not understand anything. The voice was breaking.
Is it better now?
No, Mataji, it's very distant and I'm not able to.
Yeah, it's very low, Mataji.
Louder.
Okay, Hare Krishna. Is this better?
Thank you. Yes, it's better. Thank you.
Okay.
Much better.
Sorry, I was hardly being heard. Okay, so Prabhu, fantastic class. First of all, from beginning to end, it was so relishable. Thank you so much. And I loved the pastime of Srila Sanatan Goswami. I think that is so beautiful, right? It's so important to do what Krishna desires, ultimately, whatever pleases him. Everything was wonderful, the entire class, all the pastimes and the context of the verses, everything beautiful. And the way you also decoded the Sanskrit and you spoke so nicely, and also you brought in our Hari Parshad Prabhu in between. I could visualize that scene.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
I could see him sitting as one of the students there. It was very nice. So, Prabhu, only one question I had. Maybe I didn't get the understanding properly. In the beginning, you were telling that if the intentions are good, then Saraswati she changes the meaning of it and she presents it to Krishna. But I do not see the intention being good, at least at the time of making the offense for these personalities who made the offense. So is it like, maybe I didn't understand it properly.
Yeah.
Please explain.
Yeah, no. So I said that, there were three things in the lecture. First one was the poet from Bengal, the relative of Bhagwan Acharya, who wrote that verse, which Swarup Damodar Goswami is correcting. I said in that context, that because that poet was innocent, he didn't have any ulterior motives.
Yeah.
Swarup Damodar Goswami is saying that Saraswati can change the meaning and present it in the proper way. And that's what Swarup Damodar Goswami is going to do with that verse. So that was what I said. The second thing was Indra. Mm. And that is, you are right, the intention is not good. And third is Kesho Kashmiri, where he tried to use Saraswati to defeat Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, defeat the Lord. And then Saraswati just disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
She abandoned him. So these three things we discussed. So that statement was in connection with the first.
First one. Okay. Got it. I was lost a bit there. Yeah. Thank you so much, Prabhu. Fantastic class. As always, we look forward to your classes in the conference.
Thank you for giving me this opportunity. I'm not qualified to speak on Bhakti Sangha. There is such a august assembly of devotees hearing and speaking. But I feel it's a great honor and privilege to be given the opportunity to speak on Bhakti Sangha. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Yeah, that's your humility, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
So if there are no questions or comments, we can end the class. Kaumudaki Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Very, very beautiful class. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna, for saying so many stories, how we have to be humble. Thank you so much. Otherwise, Krishna will make us humble. Hare Bol. Very nice.
Hare Krishna. Thank you.
हरे कृष्ण प्रभुजी जी कोटि कोटि दंडवत प्रणाम शील प्रभुपाद शील गुरुदेव की जय 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 नित्यानंद जय जय गौरांग एज यूजुअल प्रभुजी नेक्टर इज कमिंग फ्रॉम योर क्लास प्रभुजी एंड डायरेक्टली गोइंग इन द हार्ट कोटि कोटि शील प्रभुपाद शील गुरुदेव की जय थैंक यू प्रभुजी हरे कृष्ण
थैंक यू वृंदा गोपिका माता जी हरे कृष्ण जय शील प्रभुपाद
प्रभु जी हरे कृष्ण दंडवत प्रणाम प्रभु जी This is Vivek here. Thank you very much, Prabhuji, for your class. I have one question. So on this context of Indra trying to chastise Krishna because he didn't really know the position of Krishna, I was listening recently to a class. It was stated that as one makes true advancement in Krishna consciousness, that particular devotee would be even grateful to Krishna if somebody is envious of that person. So how do we apply that statement to this particular context, Prabhuji? Because I'm trying to meditate on that when you were mentioning about this pastime of Indra, because here Mother Saraswati is coming and she is actually translating whatever Indra is speaking in order to glorify Krishna. But when it comes on us, like practicing devotees, right? So somebody is speaking on us for no reason. It could happen, right? So how do devotees handle that situation? I mean, we are not in a position to think that, oh, I mean, even if that devotee speaks anything to me, it's not going to affect me. It is going to affect me because I am still practicing. So how does one take that? Because the statement I heard from the class was true advancement means even if one is envious of another person, you shouldn't react to that person. You have to be grateful for Krishna that it's actually purifying us. But I'm struggling to correlate both instances, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Prabhu. So devotees are nirmatsar, nirmatsara naam satam. Devotees are nirmatsaro poojitau, vande rupa sanatano rahu yuga shri jiva gopal. Dhira dhira jana priya, priya karo. And they do priya karo means they make even the dhira and adhir people, they satisfy them, they please them. That is the nature of a Goswami, that is the nature of a true devotee. But we have to be honest with ourselves. We may not be on that. We are not on that level. So therefore, when we are criticized, when devotees display or what we feel is a display of their envy towards us, we must take guidance from senior devotees. How to deal with that? How to deal with those interactions? How to deal with those experiences? That's why we need spiritual mentors in our life. Get an individualized answer. One must get guidance from one's spiritual superior. It may be Diksha Guru, possible. But for most devotees in ISKCON, that is not possible. So should at least take guidance from one's Shiksha Guru so that we are able to process those experiences properly, mature way. But the general principle, Vivek Prabhu, that we must remember is there is no way around tolerance. Taror iva sahishnu, taror api sahishnu. Sahishnuta or a tolerance, tam sthitiksha swabharata. This sthitiksha ka karuneka, sadhunam sadhu bhushanam. These qualities of a devotee that are mentioned repeatedly, tolerance is one of them. And there is no way around humility, there is no way around tolerance. And so that ideal we must have. That is where I want to reach. I want to become really tolerant. I want to become genuinely humble. We may not be there, but our eyes should be on the goal. Our eyes should be on the ideal. That's where I want to go. I want to go to Haridas Thakur. Yes, he was beaten in 22 marketplaces. That's where I want to go. But he was praying for their betterment. That's our ideal. That's where our eyesight is. But to go there, to make our way there, we need guidance from our spiritual mentors. Because we are here, we are not there, but we want to go there. So our eyes are set there, but we have to hold the hand of our spiritual mentor so we can go there. So we need guidance, Prabhu. But in our heart, we must understand that there is no way around humility. There is no way around tolerance. There is no way around dasanudas, attitude of being servant of the servant. There is no way around Vaishnava Seva. These are not options. These are principles. So, and with good sadhana, we get tolerance, we get humility. All these qualities are given to us by Krishna when he is pleased with our bhajan, with our behavior, with our Vaishnava etiquettes. And he will connect us with the right spiritual mentors also who can guide us along the way. Is that okay? I gave a general answer, but for specific situation-based answers, one must seek guidance from one's spiritual superior. How to deal with such situations where we are criticized or where devotees apparently display envy towards us. Is that okay?
Yes, 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 Prabhuji. Yeah, thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
If nobody has any questions, then we can end the call here. Vancha kalpata rupyasya kripa sindhu pyevacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavyo namo nama Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, His Grace Adi Gadadhar Das Prabhu ki jai. Thank you very much, Prabhuji. Very, very wonderful. And discussion, answers and everything is fine. Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Jai Shila Prabhupada.
Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much.
Jai Shila Prabhupada.
Jai Shila Prabhupada.
Hare Krishna.
Prabhuji, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.